Major legislative achievements boost Texas's border mission. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal behavior between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 379,000 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 29,000 criminal arrests, with more than 26,000 felony charges reported. In the fight against fentanyl, Texas law enforcement has seized over 418 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also bused more than 9,500 migrants to our nation's capital since April 2022, over 7,100 migrants to New York City since August 5, more than 2,100 migrants to Chicago since August 31, more than 1,200 migrants to Philadelphia since November 15, and 80 migrants to Denver since May 18. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps left by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott announces special session agenda including border security. On Monday, Governor Abbott announced special session number 1 and issued a proclamation identifying agenda items for the special session that include cracking down on illegal human smuggling. The governor's first called special session immediately follows a successful regular session that allocated more than $5.1 billion to secure the border and fund the Texas National Guard, DPS, and construction of a border wall. Additional legislation from the regular session that Governor Abbott will soon be signing includes designating Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations and prosecuting fentanyl deaths as murder. Despite these important achievements, Governor Abbott included in the special session agenda legislation solely for the purpose of increasing or enhancing the penalties for certain criminal conduct involving the smuggling of persons or the operation of a stash house. Read more about the governor's special session number 1. More states answer Governor Abbott's call for border security support. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott thanked Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin after he announced his state was deploying National Guard troops to the southern border. Governor Abbott also highlighted how Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is assisting Texas's historic border security efforts with the deployment of 100 National Guard troops and 30 Department of Public Safety personnel to the southern border. He also thanked South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster for deploying National Guard troops to Texas. Governor Abbott welcomed support from West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, who authorized the deployment of 50 National Guard soldiers and airmen to the border. Idaho, Florida, Tennessee, Nebraska, North Dakota, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Ohio have also stepped up in response to the southern border crisis with manpower and assets. Currently, soldiers and law enforcement officers from Idaho, Florida, Tennessee, and Nebraska are on the southern border providing support for Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott issued letters on May 16 to his fellow governors requesting assistance in responding to President Biden's ongoing border crisis. Watch. DPS trooper finds illegal immigrants hiding in SUV during traffic stop. A DPS trooper discovered a pair of illegal immigrants concealed inside an SUV during a traffic stop in Clayburgh County. The trooper stopped the vehicle on US 77 and requested assistance from Border Patrol's K-9 unit. Two illegal immigrants from El Salvador were found hiding under blankets in the rear hatch. The driver from Florida was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons. DPS train team operations locate, apprehend 21 illegal immigrants. DPS train team operations located and apprehended 21 illegal immigrants from Honduras who were aboard several rail cars in Eagle Pass. All 21 were referred to Border Patrol. Texas National Guard continues building razor wire barriers along border. Texas National Guard engineers continue to construct additional razor wire along the Texas-Mexico border to help stem the flow of illegal immigrants attempting to cross. Engineers have laid miles of razor wire, which has successfully helped deter and repel illegal immigrant crossings. The work we put in every day, personally makes a huge difference, said SPC. Jarrett Rames. When we aren't putting fencing along the border, we are on private properties that we get contracted with to build fences along their property lines. That gives those people a peace of mind. DPS brush team locates deported felon, illegal immigrants on private ranch. A DPS brush team located a group of illegal immigrants trespassing on a private ranch in Eagle Pass. One person from the group is a deported felon from Honduras with an active warrant out of Harris County for possession of a controlled substance. He was arrested and charged with criminal trespass.